Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Southwest Airlines sued again for failure to protect minor from sexual assault. The lawsuit highlights a pattern of negligence by Southwest in addressing and preventing in-flight sexual assaults, which are occurring on major airlines at an alarming rate. This particular assault occurred on a connecting flight from Las Vegas to Portland on July 4, 2022. One of the benefits of inexpensive airfare on Southwest Airlines is that there are no seat assignments. It's first come, first served, so often, minors traveling with parents are separated and have to fly in separate seating arrangements. This has led more than once to minors being sexually assaulted while in flight. Greenberg Gross LLP has filed a lawsuit in the United States District Court for the Central District of California against Southwest Airlines for failure to protect a minor passenger from a foreseeable in-flight sexual assault. The plaintiff, a minor who was 16 years old at the time, was seated away from his family and in between two adult men due to Southwest's boarding and seating policies. The perpetrator, who appeared to be a 50-year-old, heavyset male, boarded the flight in Las Vegas visibly intoxicated and reeking of alcohol. Once the cabin lights were dimmed, the perpetrator began to assault the plaintiff. The lawsuit details the harrowing sequence of events. The perpetrator grabbed the plaintiff's leg several times, attempted to kiss him, made inappropriate comments, and touched the plaintiff's thigh and groin area. The assault escalated as the perpetrator attempted to touch the plaintiff's anus, rubbed his stomach, and reached into his waistband. Despite the plaintiff's efforts to push the perpetrator away, the assault continued throughout the flight. Upon deboarding in Portland, the plaintiff immediately reported the incident to his parents and the Portland police, which initiated an investigation. The plaintiff is now pursuing a negligence claim against Southwest Airlines. Unfortunately, this horrific incident was entirely foreseeable given the circumstances, the 4th of July holiday, the Las Vegas departure, and the perpetrator's apparent intoxication. Moreover, this was not the first time this happened on a Southwest flight. Similarly, in December 2019, a 13-year-old girl was separated from her family while boarding an evening Southwest flight in Las Vegas. She was seated next to a 25-year-old male who was clearly intoxicated and smelled of alcohol. After the flight departed, the man sexually abused the minor. Despite Southwest being sued for failing its duty as a common carrier to provide a safe flight for child passengers, and the later settlement of the claim, nothing changed. The growing trend of in-flight sexual assaults. This lawsuit is part of a disturbing and growing trend of in-flight sexual assaults that airlines are failing to adequately address. Woman mouths help to airline passenger as man sexually assaults her, officials say, Kansas City Star, July 8, 24. American Airlines, attempt to blame 9-year-old for being recorded in lavatory is an error, USA Today, May 23, 24. FBI raises awareness about sexual assaults on airplanes, FBI, April 25, 24. Woman sues Delta Airlines after being sexually assaulted on flight, Newsweek, March 29, 24. Sexual assault can happen in the air, what you should know, advice, USA Today, August 9, 23. Southwest Airlines settles teens midair sex assault case, Law 360, June 24, 22. American Airlines overserved drunk passenger who raped woman on 2017 flight, lawsuit says, Dallas News, November 1, 18. Woman sues Delta after onboard sexual assault, raises awareness, The Points Guy, February 28, 18. Greenberg Gross partner Daniel S. Cha commented on the significance of the case. The negligence demonstrated by Southwest Airlines in this case reflects a broader systemic failure that must be addressed to ensure the safety and well-being of all passengers, especially minors. This lawsuit underscores the urgent need for airlines to implement and enforce policies that protect passengers from sexual assault. The plaintiff in the case offered the following remarks in a public service announcement about in-flight sexual assaults. The reason that I am going forward and speaking about all of this is because there's a lot of other people who suffer the same anxiety and fear that I feel every day. I want them to know that something can be done about it. Something needs to be done to make sure that children are made safe. Read the full complaint here. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.